Coming up, the Orioles pick up a game in the wild card race, and the young prospects coming up big for the Cubs. This is Locked On Now MLB.
The biggest games, the best performances, expert analysis. You are Locked On Now.
Welcome in. You're listening to Locked On Now MLB, local experts weighing in on the biggest stories in baseball. I'm your host, Kainani Stevens. Thank you for making Locked On Now your first listen every single weekday. We've got all of our MLB hosts here to recap all of the action for you from yesterday. We're going to start off with the Blue Jays and Orioles battling it out for position in the AL East, behind the Yankees, that is, in last night's biggest game.
The biggest game.
The Orioles remain in the hunt for a playoff spot despite trading pieces away at the deadline. A brutal stretch of matchups, though, to end the season will test just how long Baltimore can hold up. Locked On Orioles goes over a win to start the race to the finish.
Well, we said it. This is when things start to get real for the Orioles. Starting Monday night, 54 games remaining, 45 of them against teams that are in the playoff chase. And it got real starting with a win on Monday night as the Orioles beat the Blue Jays 7-4. And the O's bats, the power bats, finally woke up. The Birdland Power Company is back. Four homers for the Orioles, their first four-plus homer game since late June, just the fifth time they've done it this season. Ryan Mountcastle went deep. He had gone 113 plate appearances without a homer. He had been abysmal in the second half until that home run. A lot of things good for the O's. Austin Hayes returns from injury and homers. Everything pretty much went right for the Orioles, and the one thing this team has really been missing this year has been power from their bats. Well, Monday night showed that they've still got it in there. They get a big win over the Blue Jays, and I'll recap it all coming up on Tuesday's episode of the Locked On Orioles podcast.
The Reds got banged up in New York as the Mets handed Cincinnati the loss, as well as the injury bug. Our Locked On Reds host tells you all the details after the game.
Everybody's hurt all at the same time. Everybody's hurt for the Cincinnati Reds. The Reds go to New York to open a series against the Mets. They lose Mike Moustakas to an injury. They lose Jonathan India to a hamstring injury. Kyle Farmer is scratched from the lineup with some kind of injury. Everybody is hurt. Also in this game, Justin Dunn makes his debut and it doesn't go great. He was down by two runs, three batters into the game. Not a great start, but this is kind of what we expected in New York. Make sure you tune in to the Locked On Reds podcast where Jeff and I will break down this game and get you set for the rematch tomorrow night, where hopefully things go a little bit better with Mike Minor on the mound. But maybe we'll get to see Nick Senzel play third base again. Who knows? Tune in, check us out. We'll talk to you then.
The Chicago Cubs won't be playing this October, but a couple of the young players Chicago has on the rise had our Locked On Cubs host excited for the future after beating the Nationals at Wrigley Field.
Cubs defeat the Nats 6-3 tonight on the back of Nelson Velasquez and Christopher Morel, which is a beautiful thing to hear if you're a Cub fan. Two young guys that hopefully will be a part of the 2023 campaign. It's a homer for each guy, a three-hit night for Nelson Velasquez, a two-hit night for Christopher Morel. Keegan Thompson did not pitch well in this game, despite what the numbers say. He was pretty fortunate, but that's a good sign, right? A young pitcher being able to find a way to figure out a way to be effective when he doesn't have really great command or his best stuff. He went six, got the win, I believe his ninth of the year. This is not a good Nationals ball club. It's not a good Cubs ball club either, but the Cubs really should be able to handle these games at least two out of every three. So we'll see if they can't get a little win streak together. I believe it's going to be Marcus Stroman followed by Justin Steele, the two Cubs best pitchers. Hopefully we could get the brooms out. We'll see. Cubs win 6-3.
Coming up, strong starters lead their teams to wins without a lot of run support. This is Locked On Now, MLB. Today's edition of Locked On Now is brought to you by Built Bar. They're the best tasting protein bars in the market. They're all made with 100% real chocolate. They come in dozens of different flavors, including their newest one, cookie dough chunk puffs made with that protein-infused marshmallow. Also got bits of cookie dough in there as well. It tastes great, but it's good for you too. High in protein, but low in fat, low in calories, low in sugar. Head over to built.com. You can use our promo code LOCKED15. It gets you 15% off of your order. Just put in that promo code LOCKED15. Gets you 15% off of your order at built.com. The Angels only needed one run to win on Monday thanks to 7 shutout innings from starter Jose Suarez. Locked On Angels explains how while plenty has gone wrong for LA this season, the starting rotation continues to stand out as a bright spot.
It was a pitcher's duel on Monday night as the Angels battled the Oakland A's. Hey everybody, it's Mike Frisch, one half of Locked On Angels. And it was a 1-0 victory for the Angels, and it was a great game to watch. This starting staff has actually been really impressive all year long. We've had a lot of issues on the Angels roster. They've struggled to hit. They've struggled to stay healthy. The bullpen has struggled. But the starting staff actually has a lot of potential. There's some exciting possibilities for this year and for 2023. One of those possibilities is Jose Suarez, who pitched 7 innings on Monday night, gave up just 2 hits, struck out 8. We're excited about him, man. His last 3 starts, he's gone 5-plus innings, and he's only given up 1 earned run over that period of time. Aaron Loop came in the 8th inning and had a clean 8th inning, which was great to see. And then Ryan Tepera saved his 14th career game. And again, the Angels won 1-0. On Tuesday, Shohei is on the mound, and John and I are going to talk all about it on Locked On Angels. We hope you'll join us.
Zach Gallen matched Suarez's performance with 7 shutout innings of his own for the Diamondbacks against the Pirates after the impressive pitching and late runs at home to seal a win. Locked On Diamondbacks praised the starter.
It looked like another game where Zach Gallen was going to get no run support from his team, but they were able to do enough late, and the D-backs were able to shut out the Pirates 3-0 and give Zach Gallen another victory. Miller Thomas of Locked On Diamondbacks here, and this was a fantastic Zach Gallen start. He went 7 innings. He only allowed 3 singles. No one got past second base when he was in the game. He had 8 strikeouts. And what makes those 8 strikeouts so fascinating is he used all 4 of his pitches, the full arsenal, to get those 8 strikeouts. This was the kind of start where Zach Gallen looked like a frontline starter, looked like a true ace. And the offense, they did just enough. Like, they did just enough. Alec Thomas grounded into a double play that scored Perdomo in the 6th inning. And the Ketel Marte late in the game, bases loaded. This is why we paid the man. Gave the D-backs a little bit more breathing room with a 2-run single. Great win by the D-backs in the first game of the series. Zach Gallen typically doesn't ever get enough run support. We saw that again tonight, but he was so dominant, it didn't matter. And we love it when Zach Gallen gets wins because he just does not have enough of those this season.
The Yankees scattered runs through the early innings to get a lead on the Mariners in a win on Monday night. Locked On Yankees goes through all of the contributors to the victory.
This is Stacey Gatsoulias of Locked On Yankees, and the Yankees snapped their 5-game losing streak. Hallelujah. Beating Seattle 9-4. Aaron Judge hit home run number 44. Andrew Benintendi still hitting like he was in St. Louis on Sunday. Josh Donaldson, a triple away from the cycle. And I know baseball fans out there are cringing, but I had to say it. Jameson Taillon, 7 innings, 3 runs. The big key, 7 innings. Which meant that only Aroldis Chapman and Clay Holmes had to come out of the bullpen. So it was a good game all around for the Yankees. They snapped the losing streak. Now, the bad thing from the game, Matt Carpenter fractured his left foot. He fouled off a pitch, hit his back foot. He'll be out for a while. That's a bummer because he was having a really good year for the Yankees. He was a fun story. And so, yeah, that was a bummer. But the Yankees are back on their winning ways. And thanks to Baltimore beating the Blue Jays, the Yankees' division lead is back up to double digits. So we'll have everything you need to know about this game and more on the next Locked On Yankees.
The Mariners struggled to string together any hits as they fell to the Yankees. Our Locked On Mariners host has more on why Seattle could not get runners across at home.
Another bad start from Logan Gilbert and another injury is the story for the Mariners tonight. This is Titan Gonzalez, host of the Locked On Mariners podcast. The Mariners fall by a score of 9-4 to the Yankees on Monday night to open up their 3-game set down at T-Mobile Park. And as I said, Gilbert was atrocious tonight. There was really no way around that. Four plus innings of work, seven earned runs, lots of hard contact coming against the second-year man out of Stetson. Over his last two starts, including tonight, both of which coming against the Yankees, of course, Gilbert has allowed 13 earned runs over nine and a third innings of work. And I mean, really, what can you expect when the only pitch you can throw for strikes with any form of consistency is a straight line fastball? Gilbert really needs to figure something out and figure it out soon, because his turn through the lineup is far from a guaranteed win for the Mariners now. And to add injury to insult for the Mariners tonight, Jesse Winker had to leave this game with back spasms, actually ended up leaving the game simultaneously with Gilbert. So how long is that going to take for Winker to get back out on the field? And once again, just as the Mariners get healthy, another key injury strikes as Jesse Winker goes down. We are not going to be on Locked On Mariners tomorrow, but we'll be back on Wednesday after Wednesday's matinee against the Yankees. Talk to you then on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts.
The San Francisco Giants handed the Padres their fifth straight loss to a fellow NL West team on Monday night, holding San Diego to just five hits and no runs in the defeat. Locked On Giants goes over a win that has to feel good as San Fran struggles to hold on to some playoff hopes.
Unbelievable performance by the San Francisco Giants tonight. They take down the third wildcard San Diego Padres, gain a game, and keep their playoff hopes alive. Ben Caspick with the Locked On Giants podcast. This was just a really inspiring win for the San Francisco Giants. We had Joey Bart continuing his resurgence here after getting called back up from the minor leagues about a month ago. He has just been a different guy, and he made just the play of the game, digging out a relay throw from Brandon Crawford, who got a perfect relay from Luis Gonzalez. It was just a great play. They nail Brandon Drury at home plate by a fraction of an inch, and originally called safe, and then replay went the Giants' way. How about that? Alex Wood was great, and how about Camilo Duvall finishing this one out with a 103-mile-an-hour pitch to strike out Josh Bell, who's tough to strike out, and that sinker, man, at 101 or so, roughly, I mean, it's up there, has just completely unlocked the arsenal, and he's just looking really tough to hit. And so young guys coming through for the Giants and Barton Duvall, veterans like Wood, and just a great win for the Giants, 1-0 the final. So we'll break this one down on tomorrow's Locked On Giants, where it's your team every day.
That's it for today on Locked On Now MLB. Thank you for making Locked On Now your first listen every single weekday. Now make sure you go check out Locked On MLB and your team's Locked On podcast. I'm Kainani Stevens. This has been Locked On Now.